without recourse to the kind of guidance and inspiration that Milton offered.
And that was Madeline Bunting. Tomorrow on Good Friday, she puts sacrifice under the microscope. No word, she says, is more problematic in secular Britain. So how can sacrifice be both violent and redemptive? You can hear at 10:45 tomorrow evening. The essay this week is a CTVC production for Radio 3.
The 18th Century season on BBC Radio 3. Every weekday at 11 o'clock, conductor Christian Kernan joins me, Susie Klein, for 15 Georgian pleasures. From Handel and Haydn to the less familiar, we'll be introducing the music enjoyed in Georgian Britain. And on In Tune, from 4:30, Sean Rafferty is in Buckingham Palace in search of Georgian objects from the Royal Collection. You can download our 18th Century season podcasts via the Radio 3 website or catch Essential Classics and In Tune every weekday here on BBC Radio 3.
We're now with the time at 11 o'clock. I can sense vapour waves. It must be time for Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Yes, indeed. We've got some vapour wave coming up later on, but we start with some jazz from Go Go Penguin. Manchester trio Gogo Penguin with Kamaloka from their new album V2.0 on Gondwana. And amongst the mix of music tonight, we've got Mutual Benefit, we've got some Kate Bush, also vaporwave artist, as we mentioned earlier, Hayao Yamaneko, and the Tenebrae Consorts, plus a very special piece of music written by George Crumb and recorded exclusively for Lake Junction. And in the background, beautiful music from the brilliant Amit Sub from Tokyo and a track from the All Is Silence album called Rufus Low. Thank you.
jeder grinned and doused the lake. He took me to the horseman's hall, where the wind could never blow, where a woman never trod, and where a cock could never crow.
That's Arnold Dreiblatt, the American media artist and composer. And you can find that on his Choice album on Choose Records. Before that, a new version of a track from Aberdeen's prolific folk performer Alan Davidson by Alistair Roberts, The Horseman's Word, which you can find on the Yesterday Perhaps album. And now, as promised, music written by George Crumb in 1979 and recorded especially for Lake Junction with two very talented performers, former Radio 3 New Generation artist soprano Ruby Hughes and Julius Drake, who's playing an amplified and prepared piano. Now, I mainly know George Crumb for Black Angels, and this piece is totally new to me. But what I really like about it is the atmosphere and mood it creates, rather than something that it sort of feels that needs some kind of deep analysis. Hope you kind of get what I'm trying to say when you actually hear it. It's based on the text of Walt Whitman, and the score itself looks incredible, quite unique. We'll tweet a picture of that a little bit later on. Here's the first part.
Thank you.
That's the first part of an extract of Apparition by George Crumb and featuring soprano Ruby Hughes and pianist Julius Drake. More to come later in the programme. Love to hear your thoughts on that. You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. And if you're on Twitter, you'll probably see the picture of the score that we've sent as well, which is fascinating. So, yeah, let us know what you think. And more to come later on. And the next track I've been meaning to play you for quite a while. Always run out of time, so I've pushed it into a bit of an earlier part of this week's or tonight's programme. From Mutual Benefit's proper debut LP, Love's Crushing Diamond. The band are actually on tour next month, the 20th of May in Manchester, also in Glasgow, Leeds and London the following days. This track is Advanced Falconry.
trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular. Nem todo trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular. Nem todo trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular. Nem todo trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular.
Estrada, caminho todo, me perco pra encontrar, abrindo um talho na vida até que eu possa passar. Como um moinho que roda, traçando a linha sem fim e desbravando o futuro, girando em volta de mim, correndo o mundo. Mundo,
cobra rasteira,
assim o chão se fez.
Cobra rasteira, nem todo trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular. Nem todo trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular. Nem todo trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular. Nem todo trajeto é reto, nem o mar é regular. Uma estrada, caminho todo, me pergunto pra encontrar, abrindo um talho na vida até que eu possa passar. Como um moinho que roda, traçando a linha sem fim e desbravando o futuro, girando em volta de mim, correndo o mundo.
Cobra rasteira,
me engoli de vez.
Cobra rasteira,
vou girar mundo.
Cobra rasteira,
assim o chão se fez.
Correndo o mundo,
cobra rasteira,
me engoli de vez.
Cobra rasteira,
vou girar mundo.
Well, I have to say I'm strangely addicted to that 1 minute, 20 seconds of lo-fi vaporwave. Hayao Yamaneko from Japan. Another great track from the excellent Fortune 500 record label called Mass. And if that music kind of fascinates you or just confuses you, then check the Wikipedia entry for vaporwave. It's a really good sort of little overview of some of the artists as part of that kind of vaporwave scene. And we'll be obviously exploring that on Late Junction. We probably have done before, but we probably didn't really realise it was called vaporwave. So there we go. It's got a name. Before that, new Afropunk sound of Brazil from Sao Paulo trio Meta Meta with Cobra Rastera. Well, as Easter is pretty much upon us, here's the Litany After Lords for Maundy Thursday from the Tenebrae Consort, led by Nigel Short.
Tell by the way you carry yourself, but if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I love at last, the same as you. So you see, I know just what you've been through. But if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care of you. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to cry. I'll be there beside you to dry your weeping eyes. So, darling, tell me that you'll be true. For there is no doubt in my mind, I know what I want to do. And just as sure as one and one is two, well, you know I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you.
And Elizabethan piece by Giles Farnaby, performed by Richard Burnett on harpsichord. And before that, from an album called Epilogy that brings together two important sound works by Lithuanian composer and sound artist Arturas Bumsteinas. I played you Epilogue 1, Desire, which was dedicated to Luigi Russolo's futurist manifesto, Art of Noises, from 1913. Bobby Bland with I'll Take Care of You preceded that. Well, as you've probably heard, Kate Bush is playing live again soon after a little time away from the stage, I think 35 years apparently. I missed out on getting a ticket, sadly. But anyway, here's a track from her 1980 album, Never Forever, which was actually the first album by a British female solo artist to ever top the UK album chart. This is Blow Away for Bill. That's the final piece from the collaboration between Royal College of Music students and the Royal Academy from Rory Mannion, written for Grafton Architects, Skeath for six saxophones. I've really enjoyed featuring these tracks. Thanks so much to the Royal College of Music and all the composers for sharing the music and incredible standard of performance and composition, I think you'll agree. And so to the second part of the George Crumb work now, Apparition. I guess we all find our own ways to connect with different forms of music. For me, this piece really came to life when I realised it reminded me of the sort of dramatic score to possibly imagined episodes of the original Star Trek series. Make of that what you will, and enjoy this featuring the voice of Ruby Hughes and Julius Drake on prepared and amplified piano. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brandy Ifgray featuring Jimmy Tenor. That was Seas of Mars from the Stargazer album on Sarco Recordings, Finland. Well, thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction for the past 2 weeks. I'll be back again very, very soon. Next week, Fiona Talkington will be your host here on Late Junction. I'm going to leave you with a really beautiful deep house track from Spanish producer Pablo Bolivar. This is What to Do. Good night. Sir.
expected.
This is BBC Radio 3. A very warm welcome from me, Katriona Young, to Music Through the Night, for which we're off to the other side of the world. The Australian Chamber Orchestra keep us company for the first couple of hours, a performance they gave in Sydney in October 2013. The bedrock of their programme was music from the Baroque, but they interspersed that with more modern masterpieces, including a string quartet by Alfred Schnittke and some wonderfully atmospheric sounds from Arvo Pärt. The countertenor Andreas Scholl joined them for those. He also sang the glorious Ombra Mai Fu from Handel's Xerxes, as well as Vivaldi's Stabat Mater. And it was Vivaldi who opened the concert with this. Eleanor Rathbone conducting the Australian Chamber Orchestra in the Concerto for Strings, RV 117, by Vivaldi. Well, that was written well over two centuries before Arvo Pärt embarked on this. It's a prayer for peace, Da Pacem Domine, which Pärt began 2 days after the Madrid bombings in March 2004. It's now performed in Spain every year to commemorate the victims of the attack.